Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And articles, archives, you can read, listen, ask questions, and on and on and on. Just go there and check it out. Thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of information, including the body of work that Anita Rosen has deposited with us over the years. You can find her very easily on our website and all the things that she's told us and written about over the years. Anita is a great online expert, folks. She's been doing this a long time, since the beginning. Anita, talk to us about this phenomenon called Groupon. You know, this is what's amazing. Many, many, many people have never heard of Groupon. And yet it's taken the online world by storm, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It certainly has.
Start from the beginning.
What it is?
Yeah.
Well, they, of course, have customers, and then they have audience. And we're the audience, so you have to sign up with Groupon, and you sign up with your metropolitan area.
So you go to Groupon, and then, go to Groupon.com.
Right.
And tell them where you live.
Right. Give them your email address and tell them where you live.
Okay.
And then what they do is they work with local businesses. They have a lot of salespeople that work with local businesses, and they send out deals. So now you're on the list, and every day you get a deal. So you get an email from them, and it's ABC Haircutting, 50% off.
Wow.
And for the first 500 people, for the first 300 people, or the first 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
So they work with companies to set up deals. So it's very consumer to consumer, and it's a great way if you're a business to, if you're sitting there and saying, you know, it's really expensive, it's really hard for people to know who I am. Well, for Groupon, you had to have critical mass, and that's where they are, is critical mass, which is enough people in a metropolitan area so that you can actually make deals worthwhile.
Doesn't the audience play a role in how the
right.
Coupon,
if they don't
Groupon
meet
works?
The number, no one gets the deal.
Say it again.
But now they have almost the exact opposite problem. Is once you hit a certain critical mass, and then they get so many people.
So are you saying that, for example, if the deal is once we get to 50 people, then those people get the discount. But if we get to 48, they don't. Is that what happens?
That's correct.
All right. And so you need to sign up, so to speak. You need to participate and sign up and hope that you put it over the top, right?
Right, right.
All right.
So it pushes people, and you have a time frame of when you can do it.
Right.
So
it's like reality shopping, right?
Pardon?
It's like reality shopping.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, you know, you get these deals, and every day you get this deal that comes through, and, if it's like anything like that I find with people that have shopping issues is they're like, whoa, what a great deal. I'm going to get this. And do you really need it? I mean, that's from the shopper's point of view.
Well, yeah. Not that bothers.
What a great deal. You know, I was never planning on buying one of these things, but such a great deal, I'll buy one now.
Not that that bothers the ladies, right?
quite a few guys also that have shopping
issues. Just teasing. But what if the thing that you send my wife needs to be something different from what you send me. Do they separate it by your interest, by your gender, by your profile?
Not yet.
Ah.
Not yet. I don't think I think they're still pretty young.
See, a discount so on a discount on camouflage cares. Is not going to be attractive to my wife.
Right.
And Manolo Blahnik discounts, that's not going to work for me either.
Right.
Right.
But that restaurant might be work really well.
The restaurant might work.
So,
yeah.
So the first piece is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a business. You have a store.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how do I get traffic in here? How do I get my name up? Well, shoot, there's a whole different group of people. And you can put together an ad, and their people will work with you to make sure that it's successful. Because the biggest problem they're having now isn't getting your name out there. It's how are you going to field this traffic? You just said yes to 500 people and you cut hair.
Wow.
how are you going to handle cutting 500 heads of hair? And if you sit there and say, "You look at, I don't have time to do all of this," and they're all getting it at $20, and I normally charge $50,
right,
so I'm just going to give them crappy haircut. What have you just done to your business?
And this is also, it's localized it, which is important. It's
right.
Like it's like local search on Google, but this is also a competitor of Google's, isn't it?
Well,
big,
anything
big time.
Right. Anything that people, you know, Google was a main, for a few years there, they owned the portal.
Right.
Anyone went on the web was
right.
Google. And now there's a whole group of people that are addicted to Facebook. So the first place they go is Facebook.
Right.
So Google, you know, that's where it becomes, you know, where's the portal?
So back to Groupon, though, if I'm a business, so do I contact them and say I'm a business? I go to Groupon.com and say I'm a business?
Yes.
And somebody contacts me by phone or chat
you
or something?
You get a real person that they are, you know, they have...
And they talk to me about developing an ad that will... developing a Groupon that will... that will be strategically, you know, the numbers are right, and if it works, it won't inundate me or whatever.
Right, they'll really have a real conversation, and they train their people to do that.
Yeah.
Because if all of their ads become really bogus and bad,
right,
they have gone from zero to amazing in, I would say, less than a year.
And this is also a disruptor for traditional media, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's one of these things that, you know, no one had been thinking about it. It flops out of the side, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, people have been doing something like this, but nothing, you know, all of a sudden, it caught on.
AnitaRosen.com is Anita's website. Also, ReadyGo.com. Her book is called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Second edition is the one that I have. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about this after these messages with our good friend Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.